Have you seen it yet? Adidas, together with Stella McCartney, have unveiled the kits to be worn by Team GB during this year's Olympics. They're quite eye-catching, that's for sure. In an era where all new kits seem to be rather tight, like a toiger, this one continues to follow the trend. It includes all the normal colours of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, incorporating the red, white and blue found on the Union Jack. Not so much red, though. Not sure how the Welsh feel about that, although they're probably used to it by now. It definitely has a dark navy blue as its primary colour throughout the collection. The football kit is undoubtedly the one they would hope and probably will be the biggest seller and must-have item for all sports fans this year. I know I was looking forward to its release. But now that I've seen it, I'm not so sure if I'm a fan. I like the concept that is carried out with many of the kits of having a corner or half of the Union Jack as a large portion of the shirt, but the first thing that I thought when I saw Fraser Campbell modelling it on TV earlier is that it kind of looks like he's wearing an apron. Doesn't it? It looks like we might see him on the podium with some gold medal winning muffins or buns. Mind you, some of you might argue that he does in fact already have award winning muffins and buns. The track and field kit, as modelled by triple jumper Philip Sadou, looks like an advert for X Factor. The basketball kit is probably the tamest and least offensive, while I think my favourite is the tennis kit, to be worn by the happiest man in sport, Andy Murray. Have a look and make up your own mind.